Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
Well, I don't know about you, Collie, but is that not the quickest week ever?
Absolutely flew by. And this is the week I had, like everyone else, I had nothing to do, but I'm actually college as well. I'm actually off college as well. And you go, how am I going to kill 7 days? And then zoom, it's gone.
Yeah.
There was a lot of CNN watch, though, I'll be honest with you.
Well, it was
good. Past the time.
You enjoyed it. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
I did. I thought it was a nice, you know, I liked the music and stuff last night as well. You know, nice level between celebration and commemoration is what I thought. I thought it was very classy and very good.
And speaking about movies, they will make the movie about it, won't they?
And the thing is, because it's all about politics and people making decisions and so on, it ties in nicely with our first movie. And actually, a lot of the movies we were talking about, we mentioned this briefly last week as well, that we're talking about maybe movies that wouldn't have had big releases in the cinema, but now everyone's watching because they're on Netflix, or in this case, Amazon Prime. So we're going to talk about One Night in Miami. Now, you said off air, you said, oh, well, this is a fictional story, isn't it? Went, well, it's a fictional version of a true thing. These people were all friends. We're talking about Muhammad Ali, although at the time, Cassius Clay, Sam Cooke, the great soul singer, Malcolm X, and Jim Brown, who was an NFL player who went on to be in The Dirty Dozen and so on, who I didn't think I knew until I looked up and, you know, was at the top of his game when he quit to be an actor. And they all met the night after Cassius Clay beat Sonny Liston, and they're all at changes in their life, crossroads in their life, and they've made a fictional story about it. And I think we've got a clip. It's going to give you a bit of a flavour of it.
Here we go.
You brothers, you could move mountains without lifting a finger.
Minister Malcolm X.
Good news, the chariot is coming.
Who's the greatest?
You are!
That's right.
Jim Brown takes the ball.
Your record is going to stand the test of time.
All together, yeah. The entire city of Miami is celebrating.
I'm the new heavyweight champion of the world,
and I don't even have a scratch on my face.
Oh, my goodness.
Cash. Sean Cash?
Why am I so pretty?
Hey, congratulations, champ.
I can get used to that.
I was made in America, land of the free, home of the brave.
This movement that we are in is called a struggle.
Because we are fighting for our lives. Welcome to
America. This ain't about civil rights.
Welcome to America.
They ain't giving black people what they really want.
What's that?
I was made in America. That's why I'm out here saving America.
Power.
Black power.
I like the sound of that.
I wish I lived in America.
We have to be there for each other.
Heard everybody rich, all I gotta do is run.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. And I'm just looking at the picture behind you, which you're up on Zoom, which we'll put up a little later on. And the resemblance of the characters playing the characters they're playing, or the actors, unbelievable. I have to say.
That's really right. And even down to the fact that the actor who plays Sam Cooke, for example, we've seen before in Hamilton, so it's a brilliant voice. So he's singing all the Sam Cooke stuff live. And what's really interesting about this is, with the exception maybe of Jim Brown, who I was less familiar with, we know these people so well. We've heard stories, we've seen movies about them before, but they had really interesting challenges in their life. And this all happened at the same time. So while nobody knows what was said in the room, because the four of them weren't in a room together on their own all the time, like the movie suggests, we know these events did happen. Cassius Clay is thinking about joining the Nation of Islam and is not sure if he's... he was very confident in himself, as we know, but he liked to party. He liked to enjoy himself, and he was worried about the changes. Malcolm X, if anyone's seen the brilliant movie with Spike Lee, made by Spike Lee with Denzel Washington, he had lost faith with the organisation. He very much believed in his mission, but thought he found out that Elijah Muhammad was having affairs with young women and wasn't sure. Sam Cooke at this stage is doing really well and making lots of money in Hollywood, but he sees the British invasion coming in, and he sees Bob Dylan playing stuff that he thinks maybe he should be talking about. Why, as a young black man, isn't he talking about, you know, social upheaval? And the same with Jim Brown. There's a great scene at the start with Beau Bridges, Jeff Bridges' brother, which kind of sets up the Jim Brown character that really, you know, was both entertaining and a little bit shocking. I found this fascinating. Do you remember last week we talked about Ma Rainey's Black Bottom and I was saying, you know, it was a play.
Yes.
I feel this has the same thing. And again, not a criticism. It's just a style thing. For example, Nobody Loves the West Wing more than me. And Aaron Sorkin is a playwright. And you can see all the tricks. And even if you remember a few months ago, we talked about the Trial of the Chicago 7, which I'd really recommend if anybody didn't see it. That's obviously a play too. You can see by the way it's set up. I found this interesting. I found it eye-opening. It made me think a lot. And of course, you know, it doesn't beat you over the head with social changes and so on. But, we were talking about CNN beforehand. Anybody who's watched what's happened in America the last 4 months and goes, where is the root of this? We watch a movie set 60 years ago and you go, yep.
That could be yesterday.
You can see it all there. Yeah. So really interesting. Anybody who is interested in politics or any of these characters or just likes good acting, really good.
Right. What else did you go see?
So here's a secret I want to share with everyone. I know deep down you always say, oh, I like the old movies and I like the cowboy movies and the action and so on. But I know deep down you're a bit of a romantic.
All right. And, okay.
This is another movie. It's called Sylvie's Love, also on Amazon Prime, and really had escaped my notice. It came out, I think, 2 weeks ago. I heard somebody talking about it on the radio and I decided to check it out. It's a story about Tessa Thompson. She's a young black woman in 1957. She's mad about music and movies and so on, but she works in her dad's record shop. She meets a young man. He basically comes in to buy records to flirt with her and ends up getting a job. Because he's a brilliant musician, brilliant jazz player, but it's the late 50s. Jazz is getting less and less popular. The rock and roll, Sam Cooke also features in this, and Bill Haley, they're all coming out and kind of taken away from the jazz musicians. And this is an old-fashioned movie, even though it's very modern. Clothing and stuff like that on it. I know lots of people watch that. We love the fashions, the style, the music, the cars, all the 1950s stuff. But mostly it's just fashioned, non-ironic, non-cynical romance. They're in love, they're out of love, like romantic movies go. And in some ways, aside from the fact that there's two African-American actors in it, you would say this could have been made in the 50s and 60s and would be really good. And but it's even better now and more refreshing. And again, somebody just likes a romantic movie. And I thought, I like a bit of romance, but I'm not that into it.
You're popping out just a slight bit there. You'd recommend it, though. Nice romantic movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I really liked it. I was about 10 minutes in. I was going, it was quite late at night. I was going, will I bother watching this? Half an hour in, like a lot of people in lockdown, I start talking to myself and I said, I'm in. I'm
right. And that's available on Amazon Studios or Amazon. So you can watch that on Amazon. You're splitting up a wee bit.
That's also on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. You're dropping out there. I see you, but the vocal is dropping out a wee bit there, Colly. We've our third movie. Hopefully you can join us back in there. It's Outside the Wire. This is kind of a little bit outside the wire, I think, is it?
Well, absolutely. This is a story about, there's an imagined war in Eastern Europe. The American got involved and they've these drone pilots and
it's a bit like the link we have at the moment. I'm afraid we're losing the link, Colly, but Outside Wire, we might get back to that next week on our movie review with thanks to Eclipse Cinemas. I'll thank Colly and I'll talk to him next Thursday back here on the radio, but for now that's the film review. Are you back? Are you gone? No, he's back.
Well, he's back. I feel I'm here.
You feel you're here. No, I kind of lost you there. You're a quick one on the wire before we go.
It's very silly. Some of the action scenes are good fun too, but it's very stupid.
Right, we'll talk to you next Thursday. All right. Thanks, Colin.
Okay, hopefully we'll have a better line.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran. Your launch pad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.